This is Podcast Extra from CelticUnderground.net, the world's longest running football fans podcast.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while.
Following the 2-0 victory over Partick Thistle, there was the post-match press conference attended by Brendan Rodgers, Alan Archibald and Stuart Armstrong. It was a comfortable victory for Celtic tonight with, don't know about you, but I've been looking at trying to put my head around what's been different this season than last season. One of the things that I noticed was the lack of us high-pressing. I think the players thought the ball would come back to them as it has done most games. And today, particularly in the second half, we passed the ball a bit quicker and we had the return of the pressing game higher up the park, and it certainly seemed to reap dividends. So we've got Brendan Rodgers, followed by Alan Archibald, the Thistle manager, followed by Stuart Armstrong.
Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's the mark of the team. I think I've seen that in my time here. I said to them before the game that you define yourself as a team whenever you have disappointment, and then what your reaction is to it. And I thought tonight the players reacted very, very well. It's always going to be a tricky game. You know, this game last season we only won 1-0 and drew one each here against Partick, so we always knew it was going to be difficult. But I thought we came through it very well. Yeah, well, we had to be patient at the beginning. Obviously, Alan says his team's up very well and very organised, so it wasn't a great lot of space. And we needed that wee bit of magic from Stuart, so absolutely brilliant goal. So that gives us that comfort in the game. Need to adjust one or two things at half-time for our positioning in order to get better control of the game. And then I think second half we did that very well. Movement was good, positioning was good, and scored a very, very good team goal.
Towards the end of the game, what did you
mean? Yeah, I didn't see that. I just caught the tail end of it. I would have to give the benefit of the doubt, hopefully, to the player, because I would sincerely hope he wouldn't be smashing a ball into a crowd on purpose. It was only my staff has told me what had happened, so we'd like to think he didn't mean it, but I certainly would want to see it again.
Were you a little bit worried about couple of years,
yeah, I think it's a respect element as well. I don't think there's a need to do it. You know, if you're that close to supporters who are paying money to come and watch your game, you know, you shouldn't be doing things like that. You know, so and there's no need. There's maybe frustration for them with the young player because he's not playing or he's losing the game, but. You don't do that.
Did he try and speak to you when he was walking off the pitch to apologise?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I looked at how he came across him like that.
I don't know. I was looking at my own players. And so.
Please, the energy levels at Wales seem to be very high towards the end.
Yeah, I think we had... I think, like you say... It's so, so tough for the players, you know, what they're asked to do. You're virtually playing back-to-back seasons. It's absolutely incredible what they're putting into the energy they have to put into games. And tonight I thought that it took us a wee bit of time to get going, of course, and find our range. But you see the condition of the players, how stronger they got as the game went on. So, and we have to do it. You know, there's certain parts of the team and we need that energy, and you need to be dynamic, and the players showed that this evening. So yeah, very pleased. We created more than a few other chances to get more goals, but what was important for us tonight was keeping a clean sheet. I think that was vital for us, and I think as a team we defended very well and counter pressed the game very well.
It was a night for guys to step up.
He's got that knack. He hasn't scored as many goals
was this time last year, but I think it was really just a little bit before this period that he then kicked on and had a really strong second half of the season. So he's at his best when he's being aggressive without the ball and pressing up to the ball, and then, of course, he has that natural instinct to score goals. It's a brilliant strike coming off his left side at the angle of the box. So it was outstanding. But I think there's lots of players tonight. You know, young Chris Ajo coming in is very, very good. You know, you play for Celtic as a centre-half. One, you've got to be able to defend, and two, you've got to have comfort on the ball. And he had that, stepped in very well, defended well. You know, young Johnny Hayes, he's looking like a Celtic player now. You know, his period to settle in. It's difficult coming into a treble-winning team, but he's coming into the squad and seeing how he's confident. He's been more aggressive in his game, fitting into how we play. Young Mickey Johnson is a big, big talent. You know, he's a very talented boy, and him getting 20 minutes allows him to go and demonstrate his qualities. And like so young Hodgson up front, gives the others space in the team, makes himself his runs, touches good, holds it up well, and unfortunately not to have maybe scored tonight. So it's a really much a squad game for us, and collectively they got a really, really good result.
Just ask you about the role, you spoke before the game about Martin Conner. Yes.
No, I can certainly clarify that Marvin has. So really excited about him. Guy can have a wealth of experience of the level and not that long. Well, obviously on a bench a bit more this year, but really coming off the back of one of the teams that's really grown in European football in these last 5 years in Red Bull Leipzig. So was a mainstay for them only over 18 months ago, whilst they finished second in the Bundesliga. So for us to get him, it's a real, real coup for us, because he's, as I said, he's a big talent, and I think he can come in and do very well for us.
This win tonight, Ben, it sets things nicely up for the weekend. The top of the table clash, it gives you a cushion, but if you win that as well, it could really stretch it as well.
That's our idea. We know the game will be tough at the weekend, like they always are, with Aberdeen. We've got some great games to finish off what has been an incredible run of games from June. And the likes of Aberdeen and Dundee away and Rangers to finish. Absolutely brilliant for us. So we'll look forward to that. Be packed to the rafters here. And we'll look forward to another good game.
Another positive, that's 2 years. I feel 2 years without losing here as well.
Is it?
I don't feel aware of that.
I wasn't aware, Anthony, but it's... and that mentality itself, you know, I think from Sunday, if you actually look at that type of performance that not only that we put in, which wasn't so good, but obviously what Hearts put in, that can happen in any game that you play. So for the team to have gone through the period that they have and not, you know, and not lost up until the weekend, and then, like you say, for the 2 years to have not lost a home game, and it's a remarkable level of concentration and will and desire as a professional. Because you see it so many times, team losing at home and away. But I tip my hat to the players. It's absolutely brilliant. They showed a great reaction tonight. And now we can recover and get ready for the weekend.
Thank you, Ben.
One pleasure.
Yeah, look, we kept our shape reasonably well for the kind of first 30 minutes. It was a game plan to try and frustrate. I thought we did that. There was some rumbles around about that time just before the goal. Disappointed the man we lose the goal. I know it's a great strike, but we should be tight on the box. But we didn't do enough. I thought our ball retention was really poor tonight, and I've been here and lost kind of heavily and still played better than that, and that's what let us down.
A bit of frustration at the end, Gary Fraser, like he smashed the ball into the crowd.
He looked like he did.
Well,
I think he did. Well, he didn't mean it. He tries to hit the boards out of frustration. I think he's frustrated, never started the game. He takes a bad touch. I don't think there's any malice in it. He's not that type of lad. And we'll deal with it. He's not done it deliberately. And he tried to apologise as well at the end. But that's all we can do.
Is that the thing, Alan? He was trying to smack off the ball?
He just tried to smash off the ball. I don't think Emden in the right mind would try and do that if he's so close, especially the way he strikes the ball. So, no, there was no reason for it. There was no dirt. It was just a heavy touch he takes, and it's probably frustration that he never started the match either.
How's it important now to get a good
Yeah, look, Saturday's a big game. Obviously, we came here hoping to get something tonight. We didn't. Positives, we took our shape, was good for the majority of the game. But it's probably easy to do it here with concentration levels. There's no individual errors, and we've got to take the little things from tonight and take it into Saturday's game, which is massive for us.
Yeah, it was important that we got a good good performance after the disappointing one on Sunday. And I felt for most of the game we were very good, patient to start off with. And after the first goal we kept on attacking, and it was all about getting that second goal and sealing it off, and it was a really nice play for the second goal, and then we ended up being very comfortable in the end.
The manager's been talking about the mentality that they saw it tonight, you did expect to see, speaking to a lot about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in situations before where we've had bad results and we've done really well in the next game, and tonight was just another example of how strong we are as a team and, you know, the character we have as a whole.
What was it like on Sunday, Stuart? Because that was a new experience. I know you'd lost in Europe, but losing domestically, I mean, after 70 games, it was a long time coming, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was bound to happen eventually, and, you know, not the way we would have liked, but, you know, No, I think it was a disappointing performance, but it was an incredible achievement to reach that, you know, record. So to come back to win again tonight, another 69 to go to get a new one.
It was a bit flat at the start of next year, and it took a special goal for yourself to really lift it. You not agree?
No, I think sometimes when teams come here, they like to sit in and be quite defensive and be organised, and sometimes it can frustrate us, and you know that first goal takes quite a while to come. So, of course, the first goal is always going to be nice and take a bit of pressure off us and provoke them to coming out a little and attacking more and create more space for ourselves to then add to our tally. So, yeah, the first goal was nice, and from a personal point of view, to get a goal, you know, it was overdue. So, put a smile on my face.
As we see, you're quite animated after you score.
Yeah, I always am. I think scoring goals for me personally is, you know, the best part of playing football, and that's what I enjoy most. So to get back on the score sheet was a really nice moment for me.
You scored many better than that.
I scored a couple of nice ones, but that was, you know, that meant a lot to me to find the net again, and you know, it was a nice strike, and when it goes in, I had a really nice view of it, so it was good.
I guess you've been pretty disappointed with your tally before for the season of 17 last season.
Yeah, of course I wanted to pick up where I left off last season, and I had a really good return previously, so I wanted to add to that. But sometimes, you know, in football you go through spells where you don't score as many, but I just have to keep on believing that, you know, I could score goals and keep taking shots, and I added one tonight, and hopefully I can add more in the future. Yeah, I think each game's different, and of course we've had the busy season last season and a short summer break, and now we're back into December, so it's really been a full year of football and not much rest, so you know, fatigue hits. We've got a big squad, but you know, a lot of boys are putting a lot of energy into each individual game, and there's been about 9 in December already in total, so you know, that plays a part, but the energy's there, and you know, the belief from me and all the boys are there, and to add a goal tonight is, you know, hopefully I can kick on from there.
Will you speak to Gary before Saturday?
I saw him the other day to, he wouldn't stop talking about his hat-trick, so as long as he doesn't do that on Saturday, that'll be fine. Yeah, I think, you know, you've seen in the past what a threatening player he can be, and you know, on his day he scores 3, and he's a very, very, very good player, and obviously a good friend of mine, so he's one to watch out with and out for, and but they've got a team full of quality.
Were you pleased for him on Saturday after he did that?
Yeah, of course. He's one of my closest friends, so when someone does well, and you know, you're always happy for them, and you know, I was really pleased to see him score 3, and you know, fulfill his potential.
He's got talent, but I'm lucky here for the injuries. That's probably why he didn't really make it here, wasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, he's a quality player. I've played with him for five years or so, and You know, I've seen his qualities day to day in training and in games, and you know, sometimes things just don't work out at certain places. So he's certainly showing his quality again at Aberdeen.
What's it like being up against him?
No, I just, it was funny. I just saw Blair Spittle downstairs, and he was making jokes because I ignored him for the full 90 minutes, and that's just how I am. I don't like to speak to any friends. You know, I just like to concentrate on the game, and after I'll, you know, have a word with him and have a joke around. Yeah, I won't even look at him. Yeah, I think. Well, I think everyone's different. You know, sometimes people see mates on the pitch and, you know, make a few jokes, but that's just not me. And I like to focus. You know, I like to focus on the game. And when I first came here and I played Dundee United again, it was, you know, I didn't look at anyone and didn't say a word the whole game.
Big game, obviously. Joking aside, you know, you could really put a mark at 8 points. That would be a huge gap for them to make up. They'll be thinking they can cut it again, and it could be a very important match.
Yeah, especially. You know, with the winter break coming, they want to get as close as possible. So for us, it's about stretching that gap at the top, and that's our aim, to, you know, to get into the winter break with a good gap and you know, be right up there.
Do you take a lot of confidence from your performance at Dodgers? Obviously, you played really well that night, and Aberdeen couldn't really get near you.
Yeah, I think that was one of our best performances of the season. I think Aberdeen will admit themselves they weren't the best on that occasion and didn't quite know how to deal with our tactics and our formation, so I'm sure they'll have new ideas come Saturday, and it'll be a fresh test for us. Cheers, guys.
Walk out to winter, swear I'll be there. Chill will wake you high and dry, you wonder why.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. You may have seen in the press also, in addition to Marvin Compare being paraded at half-time, and the fact that Brendan said, I think, on Radio Scotland pre-game, that he would be the first of a few players, both players coming going out and players coming in, that the Celtic FC Foundation Spirit of Christmas appeal achieved £230,000 of fundraising this year. That's an absolutely incredible result, and thanks to everybody who participated with me at Bucket Collections, and well done to the Celtic FC Foundation for doing that. Brilliant when you remember that last season was quite a remarkable season. It was the first year of Brendan Rodgers, and the feel-good factor about the club that he had brought allied to the momentum towards the 50th anniversary of the Lisbons in 67. Well, last season's Christmas appeal raised £220,000. So to see the club managing to surpass that this season on £230,000, I think is quite remarkable. Anyway, enough of that. That was Brendan, Alan Archibald, and a man with a beautiful hair, Stuart Armstrong. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast in 2017. Certainly don't see us producing another podcast before Christmas, with the big game against second place and then the game against the team who are battling for third place. There may be another podcast in 2017. But I will take this opportunity to thank everybody who tweets us and emails us and bumps into me at a Bucket Collection, and thanks us for doing the podcast. Thanks very much. I've been joking the last couple of podcasts. We do this, all the guys on the site who do it, we do it because we just love chatting about Celtic. We don't raise any money. We don't monetize anything from it. That's why sometimes podcasts have a 10-day, 2-week, 3-week gap. There's other things in life getting in the way. But we wouldn't be doing it if nobody listened to it. So thanks very much for downloading and listening. I hope you and your family have a fantastic Christmas, that Santa brings you everything you want. And hail, hail. Good night, and God bless. Good night. Welcome to winter.